This is Lefty McNeil, and you're listening to the Full Court Press. Today is Friday, February 10th, 2012. Now, here's a sports update. Peyton Manning coming to the Redskins? Well, we don't know if that's true, but the Washington Post is beating the drum, and their correspondents say, get Peyton, it's a no-brainer. Speaking of quarterbacks, Terps are about to lose perhaps their 23rd player since January of 2011. Quarterback Danny O'Brien has hinted that he's going to leave College Park and transfer other ways or other places. Hey, payday, University of Michigan, the NHL was talking about playing its Winter Classic next January at the University of Michigan Stadium. And guys, Wolverines, you're going to get $3 million for the NHL to knock on your door. Well, what's going on with North Dakota? There's a big fuss about the University of North Dakota's nickname, the Fighting Sioux, and rightfully so. Well, the state has decided to put the nickname on the ballot as a referendum, and the citizens can vote the name up or down. Folks, you think they might have something better and bigger problems in North Dakota? How about University of Miami's basketball team in Coral Gables? All Southern Florida's talking. Their Hurricanes are now 14-7. They're playing great basketball, and Coach Jim Larragana has done a great job of putting Miami on the basketball map. Hey, all of us have been fussing at the Wizards. They're 5-21. Do you realize that 7 of their players are either in their first or their second year of the NBA season? This is a young team. A little soccer news. Zambia playing Ivory Coast in the African Cup of Nations Soccer Championship this weekend. And big scandal in England, of course, is their head national soccer coach quit. Now they're saying Tottenham coach Harry Redknapp might take over the England side. In England, their soccer is the most important sport. Hey, nice job, Emma King, a junior at Oakdale High School in the state of Maryland. She pole vaulted indoors 12 feet 3 inches. That's the highest indoor jump ever in the state of Maryland. And a reminder again, next week it's basketball madness in Queen Anne's County, Kent Island High School versus Queen Anne's County High School in girls basketball. And guys, don't forget, next Tuesday is Valentine's Day. Buy some candy for the one you love, and also pick up a copy of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. This is Lefty McNeil. Thank you for listening to the Full Court Press, and have a great weekend.